Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, I just did a Twitter poll. Commanders fans, how are you feeling about the McLaurin situation? I gave three options. Try to be fair here. I said, relax, it's June. Not great, but not too bad. And then I'm worried. Mm-hmm. So far, only 5% of people have said they're worried. Mm-hmm. 33% saying not great, but not too bad. And 61% saying, relax, it's June.
Okay.
So if you look at it that way, about 95% of fans aren't too worried about this, which I think is the appropriate place to land, honestly. Mm-hmm. I want to let people weigh in on the phones. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn in about 20 minutes. We hear what the coach has to say. You'll hear it live right here on the Fan. Let's start with the phones. Let's go to my guy Jaime in Manassas. Jaime.
What up, Jaime?
How you feeling, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Miss you guys. Hey, the way I feel, I think it's way too early to worry about it, but I want to make something very clear. The guy deserves his money. I remember we drafted him in the third round as a third round pick. We paid him a rookie salary for that pick, and he produced number one receiver numbers from the get-go, from the first snap. So that was a discounted price right there. The guy is great for the community, a great image, a solid citizen. The guy is a teammate, is a leader on the team, and he deserves everything that he can get. I understand the point of view from the organization side and the money allocated for different positions on the field, but this guy deserves his money. He paid his dues. He has done great with us, and he deserves his money. Now, something that worries me a little bit is Adam Peters comes from the 49ers front office. And I remember they have epic battles with wide receivers. I think Deebo Samuel was a holdout at one time. Brandon Ayuk was a holdout at one time also. And they lasted a long, long, long time. And what happened? Ultimately, they signed a player, but then the player comes in into training camp and he's not in shape or he's might get injured very easily because he's not in football shape and those things. And I think we have a team that can go very far this season. So take care of business and handle the contract of Terry McLaurin. He deserves it.
All right, man.
Good call, Jaime. Appreciate you, buddy. Certainly contract friction can lead to real-life friction. That's a reality. Mm-hmm. I don't think this will get there, but you can't rule it out. I got this reply from Bick on Twitter. He said, I'm annoyed but not worried. Don't like us jerking Terry around. I know he's somehow already 30, but just pay the man. He earned it. I think, you know, some fans feel that way.
We've had people around here get paid that didn't earn it.
Sure. Let's go to Jeff in D.C. Jeff, you worried about this?
How you doing,
think it's? I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm well. I met you guys at the L.A. game about 2 years ago. It was an honor to meet both of you guys.
Awesome, man.
My point on Terry. All of these guys calling in talk about Terry's not a home run guy. What are they watching? Like, he literally had 5 or 6 games last year where he literally ran by people. I don't get that. The guy that called in and said Terry's a hands catcher. A body catcher. What are you talking about, dude? The dude has caught, 80-plus balls and over 1,000 yards with garbage quarterbacks for the most part. I don't understand the criticism of Terry. Yeah, he's coming up on 30, but he's a young 30. And he actually has about 3 or 4 more prime years left with a great quarterback. Pay the man. Let's get this over with and let's go.
Good call, man. Thank you. There is an actual stat that shows Terry McLaurin led the NFL in yards gained on go routes last year on just straight nines.
But the guy said he was never open.
Let's go to Vic is in Accokeek. Vic, how you feeling, dude?
What's up, guys?
Not much.
That's what's up. So let's establish first that I believe Terry should get his money. Terry should not only get his money. Excuse my seatbelt chime. Terry should not only get his money, but they should put some icing on the cake because of his commitment and his impact to the organization, as the organization has been bad during the majority of his tenure here. He's been probably the most consistent bright spot. But in addition to that, I'm not an agent. I'm not a front office guy. But I think I know what they're needling him on coming from the 49ers organization, that being Adam Peterson. They are trying to factor in their mind other contracts down the line, and they're using this language, drops. They're using this language, incentivizing bonuses in the contract. They're using the language of they're maybe using the lens of the game where him and Jaden weren't quite landing on the deep routes. He could have had 300 yards that game. I forget what game it was, but he was open a lot that game. And that's what they're coming back to his agent with. And I know what his agent coming back to them with. We all know what that is, even while being in the same room. But this is going on because he comes from the Bill Walsh organization tree. You remember Bill Walsh came into a room. We talked about this before. He came into a room for the future 40 head coaches in the NFL. And he said, what can we get for Joe Montana? And the room said, what? What can we get for Joe Montana? So I'm not saying they're going to trade Terry. I think that's the first thing from their mind. But they are needling this because they're thinking about the organization. And Bill Walsh said to Randy Cross, Ronnie Lott, and Joe Montana, at the end of the day, my job is to make sure the 49ers can win for years to come. And much as I love you helping us win, that's not my bottom line.
All right, man.
Appreciate the call, dude.
But I
don't think this is there.
But they also had
Steve Young, which is worth pointing out.
The thing about the 49ers that I like, yes, they had a lot of guys. They had a lot of contract negotiations. They signed every one of them. All those dudes over there, they got signed for a second, third contract.
Yeah.
For the most part. So, yes, if you still can play, they still want you on the squad. And I believe T-Mac knows how to play.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, the Niners situation is, I mean, going back to Joe Montana, they had Steve Young, who they had to do something with, and that's why they traded Montana. Mm-hmm. It was visionary for the long-term health of the organization. I get that, but having Steve Young change that scenario. Contract friction can lead to other friction. I'm not denying that, but I don't think the real friction hits until training camp, and I think it's just so far away that we shouldn't get too caught up in it. Let's go to our guy Rusty in Delaware. What up, Rusty?
Fellas, how are you today?
We're good, man.
Hey, a lot of wild calls on here. I will say this much. If we're using a scale of 1 to 10, I'm only going to say 1 because anything can literally happen. But my whole take on this is as much goodwill as the new regime of this franchise has done for the former players, for the existing players, for the fan base, for everybody that's connected with this team, to not get a deal done with your best offensive player. I mean, until Jaden Daniels walked into the building, Terry was probably the best offensive player of the last decade. To not get that done would just be a total disservice to everybody involved here. So, I mean, this obviously happened a little bit before with Terry's last contract. The man wants his money. I think he'll get it. And I'll tell you, you guys know I've been following this game hot and heavy for a pretty long time. In 2008, I believe it was, when Michael Strahan was a holdout before – no, 2007. He was a holdout before training camp with the Giants. He never showed up basically until the week of practice before week one, and I think they went out and won the Super Bowl. So when that kind of happened, I kind of said to this whole thing, these guys now train on their own. They're in shape. And everybody says, oh, Jaden needs to build whatever with Terry. Jaden's a unicorn. I mean, when Terry gets there, I think they'll fall right into line. And I think this will all be, you know, just conversations that we've had in June. But I'm upset he's not there. I want to see him there. But I think, you know, I don't even think we'll have to wait until July before this whole thing gets done and he's back, you know, on the practice field.
All right, man.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate the call, buddy. You know who had, like, really, really tough contract talks late in his career? Ooh. Michael Jordan with the Chicago Bulls. Can tough contract talks impact things? Yes, they also cannot.
Yeah.
My boy Los in Severna Park. What up, Los?
What's up, man? Hey, man, it was good seeing you yesterday. That was a fun event for the Capitals, man.
Much good to see you, man. That was a cool event.
Look, I'm not worried about this. We all know Terry McLaurin. We all know Adam Peters. They're going to get it done. Here's my only problem, though. How much money are we going to give to, you're right, a 30-year-old wide receiver? And I'm not saying he's old, and I'm not saying that, you know, 30-year-old wide receivers can't do their job. But, like, how much is too much? And also, wouldn't he be the first wide receiver to get a contract during that time where, like, multiple wide receivers to look for a contract? So maybe he's not trying to be the benchmark. Maybe they're just waiting for other wide receivers to get paid so they can be the benchmark. That's my take on it. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude. He wasn't the first. He wasn't the last. The benchmark right now is probably Higgins and DK.
DK.
That's what you're looking at. As far as, like, the 30-year-old thing, that is kind of interesting. I'd love to see what, if any, like, numbers support. So it's also important point. He's not even 30 yet. He's 29. He'll turn 30 going into week 3, I believe. His birthday's right after mine. I
really believe that, like, all these new little sayings, like 40 is a new 20 and all those different things, 50 is a new 30, all that crap. Football, that has to come into play in sports as well. People are playing longer these days. Everybody's not running away from the game. There are people that are still playing longer in the years now. Hell, there were guys who did it back in the day. So if guys truly take care of their body and things like that, they can play beyond 30 and still be relatively effective. So I didn't believe it when I played. I think there are people today that despise that, oh, he's 30 now. Who cares? It's a lot of dudes in their 30s in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming off his best season, you know? So, like, I just...
It doesn't look like he's going the other way, right?
Right.
It looks like he's ascending to me.
At 31, I just randomly pulled somebody up. Santana Moss went for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns with Donovan McNabb and Rex Grossman starting. Like,
yeah,
players could play. I don't know. Who's like a good comp for Terry? Let's look at when Reggie Wayne was 30 years old, he went for 82 catches, 1,145 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Reggie Wayne, from 29 to 32, went for at least 1,100 yards every season.
That dude from Louisiana.
Then in 2011, only had 960 and had another 1,300-yard season at age 34.
That's another Louisiana guy right there, isn't it?
I'm just saying, like, you're a good player.
When you can play, you can play. How old was Tanner when he stopped playing? 34?
Something like that.
You know, I hear it. I hear it from a lot of media people. I hear fans always trying to do it again. And I hate to hear people just repeat stuff that they hear. How about all the people that play beyond 30 and still are very effective? Do you ever give that any thought? What if the dude can sign a deal here that picks up next year? He'll be 30. So let's say he played till 34. And his last year, let's say he go another 1,300 yards. You're going to say, oh, man, we should have never gave him money?
Donald Driver.
Donald played for a while, too.
Yo, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to find a dude that, you know, isn't necessarily not – I mean, he's not in the Hall of Fame. Four-time Pro Bowler. Was a really good player. Donald Driver, from ages 29 to 34, went for at least 1,000 yards every season. Until he was 34. Mm-hmm. A lot of it hinges on quarterback play.
All of it hinges on quarterback play. If your quarterback sucks, you're not going to be getting the numbers you're supposed to be getting. If your quarterback is damn good and you're a damn good player, you could get those numbers. Hell, what Terry did last year, he couldn't have done that with those other quarterbacks they had prior to Jaden.
When we return, you will hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. A lot of questions for the boss. You'll get to hear it live right here on B. Mitch and Finley.
As you all know, I'm an avid cyclist, and I love going out there to do rides that are going to benefit great causes. So on June 20th, I'm going to be riding for Bike to the Beach. You know what? We're going to be supporting autism and disability inclusion. And trust me, listen, this ride is an absolute blast. It all ends with a beachside festival at the Beach House Hotel in Dewey Beach, which is just a block away from the ocean, right in the heart of the action. So let's ride together and make a difference and kick off the summer right. Listen, you can go to biketothebeach.org. Find my team, Riding 30, and join that. Or if you just want to donate, you can go biketothebeach.org, or you can look on any of my social media, and you'll find the link. Go hit it, join, and we go support a great cause. Join us riding on June 20th, 110 miles. Come join me. See what we can do.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.